Yidstock, the Festival of New Yiddish Music, gets underway today and runs through July 15th at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts. Since its founding in 1980, the Yiddish Book Center has rescued 1 million endangered Yiddish books, strengthened collections of more than 600 libraries around the world, digitized and posted 11,000 Yiddish books online, and offered a range of programs to advance knowledge of Yiddish language, literature, and culture. To tell us more about Yidstock, we welcome Lisa Newman. Lisa is the Director of Communications at the Yiddish Book Center. And our good friend Seth Rogovoy is the author of The Essential Klezmer, A Music Lover's Guide to Jewish Roots and Soul Music. He's the editor and publisher of Berkshire Daily and The Rogovoy Report, and the author of Bob Dylan, Prophet, Mystic, Poet. He's also the curator of Yidstock, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Lisa Newman and Seth Rogovoy to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
A delight. Good to see you.
You too, Joe. Thanks for having us here.
A great pleasure. So what is it like to curate this event?
Well, you know, it was so much fun because it was like, here's a platform to just dream big and program the greatest klezmer festival that I could possibly have done, given whatever the resources were and the timing of all the bands. So in a sense, it's my book, The Essential Klezmer, wrought live on stage for several days.
So you get to use the Rolodex.
Exactly, yeah. All those people I know and bands I've written about, it's like, okay, time to cough up.
call in a lot of favors.
Exactly.
Sure. And for you, Lisa, it's interesting of how this fits into the mission of the Yiddish Book Center.
It absolutely fits into the mission of the Yiddish Book Center. We've rescued the Yiddish books, and we celebrate the literature and the culture. And klezmer represents something that has roots in Eastern European Yiddish culture and has morphed into and adapted to and reinvented itself as part of modern Jewish culture, which is something that the Yiddish Book Center celebrates.
How did Yidstock come to be?
Well, I think I will turn that back over to Seth. That's the brainchild of Susan Bronson, our executive director, who reached out to Seth Rogovoy, and the rest, as they say, is history. Seth?
So Susan and I spoke about programming at the Book Center and how we could build upon what had been happening. And there's been music and klezmer and Yiddish music there. But Susan wanted to do something of a whole other level, say. So she came to me and said, you know, would you like to be a part of this? And I said, you know, I think what we can do is we can show in the course of a weekend or over several days, where the music has been, where it is today, and where it's going by just the right choice of bands. So we have people like Hank Osnetsky, who was one of the key revivalists in the original klezmer revival of the late 70s and early 1980s. We have the Grammy Award-winning band, the Klezmatics, who are probably the greatest klezmer band in the world. And that concert's already sold out. And then we have on Saturday night, so-called Josh Dolgan from Montreal, who does this wonderful, amazing thing where he combines hip-hop techniques with klezmer and Yiddish music, sampling early 78 recordings of cantorial music and spoken word and early klezmer, and combining that with live music, much like hip-hop does itself, except with a Yiddish flavor and a klezmer tinge to it.
Fascinating. So, and then Lisa, when you think of putting all of this on at the Book Center, it does become a festival.
It is a festival. We start out with movies. We have a klezmer brunch. We have an instructional workshop, people bringing their instruments in on Friday afternoon with Brian Bender. And we have Seth's talk on Saturday afternoon. So it all leads up to these concerts, and you're immersed in all that is klezmer culture.
How much of this is, you seem to be obviously in the forefront of this, Seth, but it seems years ago when we were talking about this, there was an educational aspect to it. It seems like people know much more about the music and the culture than they did.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. You know, when we first started talking about this, which was about 12 or 13 years ago, right here, there were no books on the topic. When my book came out, it was just the one of the first two that year, 12 years ago. Since then, there's half a dozen or a dozen books. There are more festivals, more articles. And klezmer is now known, just like Zydeco is known for New Orleans culture and brass band music for Balkan culture. Klezmer is the party music of Eastern European Yiddish culture.
And it is a music that, as you indicated in talking just a moment ago of some of the groups that are coming, that is still evolving.
Absolutely. That's the thing. And klezmer, as I've always made the point, was always evolving and continues to evolve. The thing is that it was dormant and almost died out, but then was revived. And with that revival, it was recreated the way it had been 50 or 100 years ago. But now it kind of just picks up where it left off. So you have fusions, you have a little mix of jazz, a little mix of rock, a little mix of hip hop, as I said earlier.
So in some ways, when using the words of revival, that's exactly what has happened at the Yiddish Book Center with the literature.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that it's adapting to a new culture and new forms. It's reaching out to many generations. It's interesting. We have students at the center right now for the Steiner Summer Program. They'll be at all of the concerts. And it's a music that's of interest to 20-year-olds as well as 70 and 80-year-olds who've traveled from across the Northeast to be there. So it's kind of fun to see that intersection and to see that revival, but also to understand how it's found its roots in an old culture.
It has such a distinctive sound.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because it grew out of the DNA of that sound that you refer to and that people have in their mind when they hear the word klezmer. It's the sound really of the synagogue cantor, that kind of wailing, bittersweet cry or break of the violin or the clarinet in particular. And it's a unique thing musically. I could actually explain it to you musicologically, but I will spare you that. But you're absolutely right. It is unique. And then you build on top of that a whole other aesthetic.
And just know that if we didn't only have 90 seconds, I would ask you to do that. But
good thing.
You know, and I read your book too, but I still figured I want to share it with the audience. But the thing I find interesting too is that there is it is so soulful and haunting at times, but yet overall happy.
Absolutely, which really is a reflection very much of where it came from, of that old world culture where, the music was wedding music. So it was created for and played for the happiest moment in the small town shtetl life. But on the other hand, you know, the larger life surrounding it, it was a happy moment within a kind of a perilous living situation. So that's why it encapsulates both of those emotions.
It is a wonderful festival. It's running through July 15th. So how do you begin tonight?
We begin tonight with so-called The Movie, which is 18 vignettes of so-called doing his techno thing. On Saturday, the concerts begin with so-called and Michael Winograd Trio. That's at 7 p.m. And actually, if the first 10 callers mention AMC, we'll give you 2 tickets each to so-called and Michael Winograd. Sunday morning, we start with a klezmer brunch with the Brian Bender Duo, followed by Hank Kisnetsky and the Hebrew National Salvage, followed by Frank London and the All-Star Brass, and the Klezmatics finish off the afternoon and send everybody off in a joyous and happy way.
It's a wonderful weekend of music and fun. Yidstock runs through July 15th at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts. For more information, go to yiddishbookcenter.org. Lisa Newman and Seth Rogovoy, best of luck with the event. A delight to see you both. Thank you so
much.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.